Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey everyone, Caitlin here, and welcome back to the Journey Now podcast. I'm the music designer here at Journey, and I'm excited to be back with all of you today. Well, before I jump into a few thoughts, I thought I would open up with a story about how I envisioned my mornings during quarantine to go versus how they have actually panned out to be. When I first heard about the stay-at-home order, I thought to myself, you know, this could be a pretty awesome opportunity to get in the rhythm of executing my dream mornings. And they would look like this. I would wake up with the sun, maybe get a quick workout in, go into the kitchen, make some coffee. And by the time I landed on my couch, I would still have plenty of time to journal, pray, listen. I mean, I was going to be so spiritual. I was going to make time to read the Old Testament, the New Testament, and even some Psalms thrown in there. I mean, I was dreaming about how proud I was about to make God for my spiritual growth, that would take on leaps and bounds. And well, it's a good thought, but this is actually how my mornings have panned out to be. I have actually struggled to wake up with my alarm and have pressed snooze more than I would like to admit. I stumble out to the kitchen, I manage to make some coffee, and by the time I get to our couch, I definitely open my Bible, but I also open my Pinterest app and my Instagram app. And 45 minutes later, I've planned out my next home project and also seen what all of you are up to before I even read any of the words of Jesus. Not shameful, not a sin, but just definitely not the way I envisioned it to go. And I end up just feeling really disappointed in myself, disappointed that I was distracted, that I gave in to wasting time. And I just assume that if I'm disappointed in myself, well, then Jesus surely must be too. And I sort of turn my heart off and I just assume that he's no longer interested in spending time with me because I'm just a little too messy, a little too scattered. And I don't know about you, but maybe during this time, you're having to deal with some disappointment concerning unmet expectations. Maybe you haven't fulfilled the goals you thought you were going to, or maybe you haven't connected and recentered with God the way you envisioned, and perhaps you're just feeling a little too scattered as well. But as your friend, I just want to encourage both of us that we aren't alone, that actually when we look to the person of Jesus, when we look at who he is in the scripture and observe his life, you know, he actually never leaned into those who thought they had it all together. He actually did quite the opposite. He seemed to pursue those who other people thought were off limits, who other people thought were too distant to be met by God. But Jesus shows up intimately in the life of those who need a Savior, who he knows that their hearts can be shaped and drawn to him. And you know what? Jesus is still the same today. He's not overwhelmed or put off by our distraction, our messy moments. And I think the invitation for us today is to let ourselves take the limits off of where we can see and experience and get to know the goodness of who Jesus is. I believe that God can meet us when we chop up our vegetables, or when even in the moments when we lose our temper once again, and in the smile of our children, in the everyday moments that create these days that we're living in, I believe that we can experience him in ways we didn't expect. Maybe we just practice continuing to open up our heart to him and asking Jesus to come alongside us, to be our shepherd, to take our hand, and to come along with us throughout our entire day, and not just those put together, clean-cut moments. Jesus, I thank you for your grace. I thank you that you are different than I think that you are, that you are actually so much better. You are so full of kindness and love. And that your desire, first and foremost, is to lean into relationship with us, to extend your mercy and encourage us that it's okay that we need a Savior, that it's okay that we haven't grown the ways that we thought we maybe needed to, and that we can put down the disappointment of unmet expectation. Thank you that you sit with us in our humanity and you take our hand and you lead us. I pray that today we'd experience you in the unexpected, that we'd open our eyes to see that we can find you in ways that we didn't experience, the good moments and the messier ones. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.